This is Erica. Oh my goodness. I'm really joyful that you're here, that you're listening, that you're part of all that is in my world. I have such an awareness of appreciation today. So I think we'll do a little show about appreciation. And I'm super appreciative of trees. So I don't know if you expected me to say that, but I'm super appreciative of trees. I love that they take in the air and clean the air for us and give us oxygen. I love that the trees blow in the wind and their leaves flutter. I love it when their leaves flutter. I really do. I'm an appreciation of flowers. I really don't think we can appreciate flowers enough. They're so beautiful. And different flowers, I'm somewhere today actually, I'm recording this ahead of time, with very tropical orange flowers. So there's these beautiful tropical orange flowers all around me. Just picture that. They're so beautiful. They kind of look like I'm in Hawaii. They have that Hanakapie type of feeling to them. I'm not. I'm in Morgan Hill, California today. However, it kind of feels like Hawaii. There's some palm trees also where I am. And I'm really an appreciation of palm trees. Palm trees make me think of vacation, you know? Vacation, swimming. Palm trees make me think of water. It's interesting. They remind me of Fiji. They remind me of tropical places. So just today, take a moment and really appreciate something. So look at, you know, you can appreciate your hands. Look at how amazing your hands are. They're so beautiful. Even my hands, even though they don't look like they did, you know, 40 years ago, they've got some really interesting looking wrinkles. Hands are so interesting. You know, isn't it amazing the way our thumbs and our hands work? And they can do so many things. I mean, they can make music. They can fix cars. My hands type so I can write, which is a key part of my entire world. If you don't know, I have over 30 books published. Wow. A lot of them on energy. Yeah. I have a whole series on energy. And I couldn't do that without my hands. I couldn't write without, well, I probably could write without my hands because I could do speech to text and then have someone else type it in. So I don't want to say I can't write without my hands, but I love my hands to write with. I also use longhand in my journals. And I use crayons a lot because of I do the chakra clearing work. So I do a lot of work with color. And I really appreciate all the colors. Something else I can appreciate. I love the color purple. So just stop today. Stop whatever you're doing. Stop your busy world. Stop your everything has to get done right now. Just give yourself like, I don't know, 180 seconds of pure appreciation. Whew, right? Yeah. If there's something that you've been desiring to have in your life that you don't have in your life yet, you can do an advanced appreciation. So it's a really interesting tool. You can imagine it in your world and appreciate it before you have it, technically. And this moves it into a reality that isn't here yet, okay? So you can move your Tesla, your electric car, you can move your new bicycle, you can move your new haircut, you can move that body that you've been putting off getting. You can just sort of gently shift it into being using the tool of appreciation. Yeah. So as we appreciate, what happens is we're not in contraction, okay? So contraction is a pinching off of life force. And since my show's about having more life force, appreciation is a major way of increasing life force. Yeah. So if you look at someone with appreciation it's a different energy than anything other than that, anything that isn't appreciation. So as you look at people, beings and bodies with appreciation, there's something that shifts in that expression of appreciation. Something shifts. You can't be contracted and expanded at the exact same instant. So if you'd like to be more expanded, you can step into appreciation. Yeah. Appreciating what you have. Appreciating everything that you do. That's what I want to bring to you today.